This is an Aero News Touch and Go from March 11, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing announced a few hours ago that it's decided to challenge the award of the U.S. Air Force's KCX Aerial Refueling Tanker contract to Northrop Grumman EADS. Boeing executives got a briefing on the decision from the Air Force on Friday and had a deadline of Wednesday, tomorrow, to decide whether to appeal. In the company's official statement, Jim McNerney, Boeing chairman, president, and CEO, acknowledged the move will trigger a congressional inquest. Quote, "We look forward to the GAO's review of the decision. Our team has taken a very close look at the tanker decision and found serious flaws in the process that we believe warrant appeal. This is an extraordinary step rarely taken by our company and one we take very seriously," unquote. It's not just congressional delegations from the states of Washington and Kansas that want a piece of the DOD over the award. Everybody from Washington Governor Christine Gregoire to the Everett Chamber of Commerce is out on the lawn with torches and pitchforks on this deal. ANN will keep you posted. The space shuttle Endeavour brought what NASA called an early sunrise to the Florida coast at 2:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time this morning. Mission STS-123 will intercept the International Space Station to deliver the first module of Japan's Kibo Laboratory Complex and a Canadian-built robotic system called Dexter, which will enhance the capabilities of the station's robotic arm. Night launches are a NASA rarity. This was only the 30th in the entire history of the U.S. space program. STS-123 is scheduled for more than 2 weeks and will include 5 spacewalks. The 33rd annual FAA Forecast Conference got underway in Washington, D.C.'s Walter E. Washington Convention Center on Monday. Before he got on with his prepared remarks, FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill took a moment to defend his agency's safety record in light of last week's Southwest story. Sturgill rejected the accusation that the agency is too cozy with the airlines it regulates. Quote, "It's because of the system we have put in place today, where everyone is dedicated to safety and aviation professionals can raise safety concerns without fear, that flying is far, far safer than ever. The numbers prove it. It's one thing to ask tough questions and demand tougher answers, but it is entirely another to call into question the very integrity of our entire aviation system," unquote. The 2-day conference wraps up today. It's hard to imagine the Southwest issue won't come up again before it's over. When he got on to his prepared remarks, Sturgill noted that last year's annual FAA forecast did not predict a let-up in airline growth, but this year's does. He says 2008 will see flat growth in airline operations and slow growth in passenger volume. Sturgill blamed $100 per barrel oil and other economic issues, potential mergers, and a tough credit market. Quote, "What that means is that our $1 billion mark slips a year from 2015 to 2016, unquote. But Sturgill also predicted that the increased use of smaller regional jets and the growth in general aviation will add a number of operations equivalent to JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark combined into the system every year now through 2025. Sturgill says NextGen will be the answer. He ended his remarks without arguing that NextGen requires general aviation user fees, but the administration's budget proposal for fiscal 2009 does still include them. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Cessna flies the first Skycatcher prototype. Airliner near misses. They're not just for Americans anymore. And analysts are still on the lookout for a Delta-Northwest merger. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Kate Hanai of Flyers Rights explains the coalition's scathing 2007 airline and DOT report card. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.